Hello, brightest minds, greatest joys, and smallest members of society. Welcome to another week of the Big Kid Quiz with me, a big kid, an average-sized adult, Cassie Delaney. This week, I bring to you some true and false sports, languages, movies, and more. So grab a pen and a piece of paper. We've got six rounds with five questions in each. Every correct answer will earn you a point. Every wrong answer is a step in the right direction towards learning something new. After every two rounds, I'll give you the answers so you can tally up your score as you go. You can play on your own, with your friends, with your family, with your dog, with your neighbours, but please don't approach strangers. When you have your pen and paper, we're ready to begin. Round one, true or false? Number one, true or false? Some lizards have green blood. Number two, is it true or false that Cleopatra was Egyptian? Number three, true or false, odontophobia is the fear of teeth. Number four, true or false, the Amazon rainforest produces 20% of the world's oxygen. And number five, is it true or false that a shrimp's heart is in its head? Hey, what does an orthodontist do on a roller coaster? She braces herself. And here are the true or false questions again. Number one, is it true or false that some lizards have green blood? Number two, is it true or false that Cleopatra was Egyptian? Number three, is it true or false that odontophobia is the fear of teeth? Number four, is it true or false that the Amazon rainforest produces 20% of the world's oxygen? And number five, is it true or false that a shrimp's heart is in its head? Round two, sports. Number one, what is it called when you score three goals in a row in football? Number two, what term is used in tennis when a score is tied 40-40? Number three, what is the center of an archery target called? Number four, in volleyball, what can't you let the ball do? And number five, Sonia O'Sullivan won a silver medal in the Olympics in which sport? Hey, what can you serve but never eat? A volleyball. And here are the sports questions again. Number one, what is it called when you score 3 goals in a row in football? Number two, what term is used in tennis when a score is tied 40-40? Number three, what is the centre of an archery target called? Number four, in volleyball, what can't you let the ball do? And number five, Sonia O'Sullivan won a silver medal in the Olympics in which sport? Okay, let's take a little break to correct rounds one and rounds two. Round one, true or false? Number one, is it true or false that some lizards have green blood? That is true. Number two, is it true or false that Cleopatra was Egyptian? That's actually false. She was of Greek descent. Number three, is it true or false that odontophobia is the fear of teeth? That is true. Number four, the Amazon rainforest produces 20% of the world's oxygen. Is that true or false? That one is true. And number five, was it true or false that a shrimp's heart is in its head? That's also true. Round two, sports. Number one, what is it called when you score 3 goals in a row in football? The answer is a hat trick. Number two, what term is used in tennis when the score is tied 40-40? It's juice. Number three, what's the centre of an archery target? It's a bullseye. Number four, in volleyball, what can't you let the ball do? The answer is touch the ground. Number five, Sonia O'Sullivan won a silver medal in the Olympics in which sport? The answer is athletics. Now time for round three, movies. Number one, what is the name of Wendy's dog in Peter Pan? Number two, in The Lion King, who was Mufasa's brother? Number three, where does Elsa travel to in Frozen 2? Number four, in the movie Lilo and Stitch, finish Stitch's famous line, Ohana means blank. And number five, who are the three fairies in Sleeping Beauty? Why did Mickey Mouse get hit with the snowball? Because Donald ducked. Boo! Okay, here are the movie questions again. Number one, what is the name of Wendy's dog in Peter Pan? Number two, in The Lion King, who's Mufasa's brother? Number three, where does Elsa travel to in Frozen 2? Number four, in the movie Lilo and Stitch, finish Stitch's famous line, Ohana means blank. And number five, who are the three fairies in Sleeping Beauty? Round four, trivia. Number one, where did the Olympic Games start? Number two, who lives in Bikini Bottom? Number three, where does the Irish president live? Number four, what does a camel store inside its hump? Air, fat, or water? And number five, which direction does the sun rise from? What you name a camel without a hump? Humphrey. And here are the trivia questions again. Number one, where did the Olympic Games start? Number two, who lives in Bikini Bottom? Number three, where does the Irish president live? Number four, what does a camel store inside its hump? Is it air, fat, or water? Number five, which direction does the sun rise from? Okay, time to correct rounds three and rounds four. Round three, movies. Number one, what is the name of Wendy's dog in Peter Pan? The answer is Nana. Number two, in The Lion King, who is Mufasa's brother? The answer is Scar. Number three, where does Elsa travel to in Frozen 2? It's Aethohallen. Number four, in the movie Lilo and Stitch, finish Stitch's famous line, Ohana means family. Number five, who are the three fairies in Sleeping Beauty? Flora, Fauna, and Merryweather. Round four, general trivia. Number one, where did the Olympic Games start? The answer is Greece. Number two, who lives in Bikini Bottom? That's SpongeBob. Number three, where does the Irish president live? Aras on Uachtaráin. Number four, what does a camel store inside its hump? Was it air, fat, or water? The answer is fat. And number five, which direction does the sun rise from? The answer is east. And now it's time to get stuck into our final two rounds, round five and round six. Round five, employment. Number one, what you call a person who draws maps? Thank you. Number two, a cooper makes and repairs what? Number three, a tanner works with what materials to make goods? Leather, wood, or metal? Number four, what was the occupation of the seven dwarves in Snow White? And number five, what do the gaming characters Super Mario Brothers do? What were prehistoric sleepovers called? Dino snores. And here are the employment questions again. Number one, what do you call a person who draws maps? Number two, a cooper makes and repairs what? Number three, a tanner works with what material to make goods? Is it leather, wood, or metal? Number four, what was the occupation of the seven dwarves in Snow White? And number five, what work do the gaming characters, the Super Mario Brothers, do? Round six, languages. Number one, what is the most commonly spoken language in Brazil? Number two, which continent is believed to have the most languages? Number three, from which language do the words algebra and zero come? Number four, what does Hakuna Matata mean? And number five, what language is Hakuna Matata? What's a bee's favorite musical? Stinging in the Rain. Okay, here are the language questions again. Number one, what is the most commonly spoken language in Brazil? Number two, which continent is believed to have the most languages? Number three, from which language do the words algebra and zero come? Number four, what does Hakuna Matata mean? And number five, what language is Hakuna Matata? And now it's time to correct our last two rounds. Round five, employment. Number one, what do you call a person who draws maps? A cartographer. Number two, a cooper makes and repairs what? The answer is wooden barrels. Three, a tanner works with materials to make goods. What material was it? Leather, wood, or metal? Leather. Number four, what was the occupation of all seven dwarves in Snow White? They were miners. Number five, what work do the gaming characters, the Super Mario Brothers, do? They are plumbers. And round six, languages. Number one, what's the most commonly spoken language in Brazil? The answer is Portuguese. Number two, which continent is believed to have the most languages? Asia. Number three, from which language the words algebra and zero come from? The answer is Arabic. Number four, what does Hakuna Matata mean? It means no worries. And number five, what language is Hakuna Matata? It's Swahili. And that is all for this week, folks. Add up your score and try and beat it again next week when I will be back then. More jokes, more questions, and loads more fun. Until then, have a great week. Bye-bye.